Every company is only creating more digital media files in order to stay relevant. So how does a company find, use, and reuse those digital media files when they need them? The answer is metadata. And the solution is MyDamnServices.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to MyDamnServices. MyDamnServices, the most efficient way to free up your digital asset management professionals and grow your business. Henrik and I found ourselves speaking more and more about artificial intelligence, synthetic content, and AI's ability to now manipulate or wholly create content that isn't real. This advancing technology, which has been emerging only over the last few years, is due to the revolution in deep learning. AI is generating synthetic media, a lensless game changer that will be immensely valuable for all creative industries. We had the pleasure to speak with Mark Milstein and receive his insights on this fascinating future where anyone can begin generating licensed, legally clean content with little to no skill or money required.
Mark, why will companies become interested in creating and using synthetic content?
Well, first and foremost, because it frictions away a lot of what I call rather bothersome elements that currently act as deflectors to getting creative agencies, marketing departments, as well as digital asset managers to where they ultimately want to be, and that is that it frictions away content gaps. So right now, if I need to find, as an example, an 80-year-old man standing on the lip of a volcano drinking a cocktail, I would have to now organize models. I'll have to organize a photographer. I might have to organize a trip to Iceland. I might not get there on the day when the sun is shining. I might not be able to ultimately produce that kind of an image. But synthetic content would allow me to type in a number of keywords, man, volcano, cocktail, bowler hat, if you wanted to give them a little bit of style, smile, and then within a matter of a minute, generate that image. So the content gap is perhaps the first and foremost positive to synthetic content. The second and most important to the money counters, or the bean counters, I should say, at any company, or the lawyers at any major corporation, are frictioning away any legal issues. Right now, quite a lot of companies are besieged by legal issues regarding rights surrounding any licensing of content from the likes of a Getty or a Shutterstock, and or even organizing a photographer who might bestow rights upon the end user. You're able now to completely eliminate that, because in synthetic content, the person who actually generates that content at their desk is the owner of that content. So there'll be no rights issues. And so those are the two biggest, what I call positives and overcome barrier erasers that synthetic content will bring to all of us.
Who applies metadata to your digital media assets? Find out how MyDamnServices can help your company by visiting mydamservices.com and schedule a call with us today.